The National Geographic piece, however, paints a vastly more emotional and vivid picture of the terrible human cost of e-waste recycling in the developing world. The description in high-tech trash appeals to our shared moral values and our sense of empathy for the young man working in the toxic dump. The language here is picturesque. His thin frame wreathed in smoke, Karim pokes a fire meditatively, and he douses the hissing mass in a puddle. And here the story is personal. We know Karim's name, his age, and what he does for a living. The passage ends with a bitter irony. Karim is being poisoned by a bouquet of carcinogens for scrap that may fetch a single dollar. The only thing left out of the paragraph is the implicit question, what's the cost of a human life?